I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. You need to sell your home. You don't want it to sit. So it means you got to price it right. It means you got to invest in the things you need to invest in. And they know what the right temperature is. They're the best. So if you want to sell your home, make the most money for it possible, hire the Live Love team. Reach out, SoToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
Reggie was one of those guys that reached out to Jen on Instagram, heard us talking about Jen and her team here on the radio, and appreciate him following through. Now, he did it on his time, and that's smart. You should do that. Don't make the call if you're not ready to. 625-5200, by the way. You can store that away in your phone because Jennifer's done it in every market. So whenever you're ready to put that home on the market, and listen, don't let your preconceived notions like I did keep you from making that call. I thought I was going to have to spend thousands just to get my home on the market. I was wrong. Jennifer straightened me out real quick. In this case, I was glad to be wrong. So make the call, 901-625-5200. She's going to hit that price right in terms of selling right from the get-go. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it. All right, when I was going to go out to Vegas, I was going to stay at Circa because they have one of the best sports books in not just Las Vegas, but in all of America. And what makes Circa interesting is that they're just respected as the sharpest minds when it comes to setting a number in the industry. And they posted group of five win totals yesterday. So this is brand new, hot off the press, smoking as good as you can get from Circa on college football. I mean, we're gonna have games soon. I was looking at that over the weekend, like on the flight to DC. I was reading Lindy's, and dude, we got a ton of huge games at the end of August. Mm-hmm. I mean, it ain't like you ain't gotta wait till October, November. Like we're getting them in August. Was it Texas, Ohio State? I think that's August 30th. I'm like, Oh my gosh. But I'm sure you're curious about what they think of Memphis over there at Circa.
Very.
Well, the win total that they have set for the Tigers is 8.5. But take it a step further. Over 8.5 would be +135. And then under 8.5 would be -155. So, you do the probability there. That's about, a 60% to them, a 60% chance that they go under 8.5. So, 60.78%. So 61%, according to them, a 61% chance that Memphis goes under 8.5 next year. Which, look, if they finish 8-4 on the surface, you would say good year. That's going to get you probably fifth in the AAC, or fourth.
If you have the most money, should fifth ever be okay?
I think that's kind of the fundamental existential question that Memphis football should be asking itself right now.
100%.
Now, the games have to be played. Like, odds are beaten all the time, right? Like, Navy was a 9.5-point underdog against Memphis last year. They beat them. Memphis was a 14-point underdog to Tulane last year on the road. They beat them. Odds are meant to be, beaten.
What was UTSA here? Do you remember that off the top of your head?
I think Memphis was like an 8.5-point favorite against UTSA. It might have been a little less than that, but I'm pretty sure, because it wasn't UTSA a disaster before that game.
Yeah, they start rolling end of season.
Yeah.
So it feels like, yes, so mostly. I they might have won maybe the game. Maybe it started the game before, but it had been a disaster, the turnaround we were part of.
That was 2024, right?
Yes.
It looks like they were, let's see, 7. So 7-point favorites, Memphis was. 7.5 over UTSA. 7.5. We'll call it 7.5. So, yes. Odds are meant to be beaten, but that is what Memphis football will have to do this year, you know. And it's like, if you're going to take a step back, right? And I know it kind of feels like we have the same conversation about Memphis football every time, but it's just the reality. If you're going to have the most resources and the most money and the best players, should you ever be in a year or a situation where you have to beat the odds to win the league, to finish top 3 in the league? Should you be in a situation where that is what you're having to do? And I think the answer to that is no. I mean, that you shouldn't be in that situation.
Does Tulane look at it like that? I would tell you they don't.
So Tulane expects to be
at the top of the AAC every year through coaching change, through quarterback change. You now purportedly have more money than Tulane, and certainly right there with them. But you made $11 million last year from the AAC. You made the most.
Yep.
Why are we looking at this, whether it's fans or whether it's media, any differently than they would there because of what you have now? Don't look at your past. Don't look at what you were. Look at what you are now, which is the most resourced program. So why would fifth ever be okay? Back in the day when you had to slow build this thing and you had to wait and see if all the recruiting of 1 stars and 2 stars was going to add up to anything, yeah, maybe then you could afford those down years because you knew that's what it was typically going to be. Those years are behind you.
Mm.
You have the most, and your views should be that in aligned with that of a Tulane, that of a Boise State, and that they, you know, that looks at it that way. We're going to win this every year because, you know, this is our conference in football to do so, because we put in the most, we invest the most. The line of thinking has to change, and it has to change your expectations for the program. So fifth should never be okay. It's not okay for Tulane. It shouldn't be okay for you.
Right.
This is a new era we're in with Memphis Athletics as it relates specifically to Memphis football and having the most.
Right.
There's a reason Ryan has recruited so well.
Yes.
It's a reason. There's a key reason. He's a good recruiter. He's also had money to go do it more than everybody else. So every coach he plays laments it. If we had as much as him, they're saying, yeah, we'd be better. So I mean, this time for, you know, fifth place. Remember last year, too?
Right.
You're talking about beating the odds this year to do it. Well, what was last year? Last year, you had the odds, and you didn't do it.
That's right.
Last year, you picked number one, and you finished fourth. So when's it going to be?
That's right.
You know, time to get it done? When you're supposed to, or when you're not here? Like, you pick one.
It's just not happening either way.
It's not happening, man.
Like, if you go to Caesars right now, like, Circa doesn't have conference winners up for AAC yet, but if you go to Caesars, and I think we've maybe talked about this, but just sort of building this picture, right? We're painting this picture. Tulane is the favorite, plus 275. Navy is second, plus 350. UTSA and Army are tied for third at plus 500. Memphis and South Florida are tied there for what would be fifth, right? Because if you have 2 at 3, that take you to fifth. Mm-hmm. You're tied with South Florida at plus 650. So you're plus 650 to win the conference, according to Caesars, which would give you, again, tied for fifth best odds. You know, in the conference, which is like, wow. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking to be behind UTSA. It's a bit shocking to be behind Army, who lost their quarterback. To basically their traitors think of you on the same level as South Florida, which what they do beat San Jose State in the Booty Hole Bowl last year. I mean, mm-hmm. that's how they feel about you. And again, markets can be wrong. They have been before. They will be again. But you're trying to sort of diagnose the health. And I think that's why it sometimes feels like we're having like crisscross conversations about Memphis football, because like people walking around Memphis right now, you just pull them to the side and say, hey, how about Memphis football? They say Memphis football is great. But like they really aren't. They really aren't. They're winning 10, 11 games on the fat of a bad league. I can't tell you how many teams. I just scrolled through this. How many teams have win totals of 2.5, 3.5, 4.5? Just embarrassingly bad. That's how Memphis football is winning games. Now people would say, well, Memphis football used to, okay, great, man. You know, obese people who get healthy, don't just get to say, well, I used to be super fat, and so I'm going to have ice cream today. No, you need to never have ice cream again, because you'll get fat again.
Okay.
Or obese again.
I see what you did there.
That, maybe that's not the best, because people should enjoy what they enjoy. Life is short. But you get what I'm saying. We don't get to just go back and say, well, we sucked 25 years ago. You know, that this program used to be. Where is it today, man? What is it today? What is it supposed to be today? That's how you need to operate.
You blind because you haven't won a title in this conference since 19. This is the last time. Remember how you said earlier in the show, the Grizzlies haven't gotten a free agent outside of their own since 2019, Tyus Jones.
Right.
First Ty Jerome. We say, wow, that was a long time ago. That's how long it's been since Memphis has won a football.
It's 60% of a decade.
Title.
We went through a whole pandemic.
You know, and we go on and on about Memphis basketball and what it's supposed, right? It's supposed to be meeting how long it's been since they've been in the Sweet 16 or whatever else. And at some point, we have to sort of apply the same level of thinking, particularly, again, when you have the most now in your conference. That's the difference.
Exactly.
Like, that wasn't even the case, John, when you were winning them with Mike Norvell and Justin. You know, Mike Norvell, when you didn't necessarily have the most. You didn't have what you have now. You didn't have the advantage you have now. You have that advantage based on, you know, their success, what they helped build, what they helped this program, what they built it into.
Yep.
And you're not maximizing it.
Yep.
You're not.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to say, okay, right. If we're not going to maximize this and maximize this investment, we have to find someone else who can.
Yes.
Because, again, I would say there is no – you can only point to the past to say you should be different than Boise State to Tulane. Because if you point at the right now, you got more than them.
Mm-hmm.
You got more.
Mm-hmm.
So change the line of thinking. We it's like I said, you got to shake people almost.
That's right.
And tell them, no, it's different now, especially in football. You have the most. We talk about, we've done so much.
Like you said, the biggest distribution of any team in the group of five. Not just in the American, but in the group, right? Over Boise State?
No, quite. And Ed's saying group of six now because he's including this new pack. And most of the college folks are, but that's the point. That's a whole other conference. You're saying you got more than what they're going to go to. You'll be right at the top of. Well, that one's going to include Boise State in a couple years.
And if you're held to the standard of the Boise States and the Tulanes of the world in the last 4 to 5 years, you're falling miserably short. I mean, you know, if you want to be compared to South Florida, then okay, you know, you're doing fine. You're doing better than South Florida.
You're selling yourself short,
but.
If you're not holding yourself to what that Boise State Tulane standard, what they're doing,
well, that's
you're selling
the idea,
yourself short.
Right? Is that there's a spot
you
for
be.
You? There it is. It's there for you, and it's like, you know, everybody in the whole world last year was picking Memphis, right, to take that spot.
I'll tell you this too. I'm just gonna say it more layman's term. You're wasting Fred's money. You know, you're wasting this NIL advantage that you have
that's
the next four years. You're wasting it.
That's right. And like, let's see what that political will is going to be like if in 3 years you do nothing with the money. I don't have any guarantees. I don't know. I mean, FedEx could say, I mean, for what?
It's going to suck because you want it there for the next coach. You want it there for that program to be able to take advantage of each time. And somebody,
I think a new coach could generate that, right?
But I hope so.
The problem would be is if, like, you just sort of muddle, you don't make a change, you muddle, and you're like, you win in 8 games, you win in 9, but then, like, the NIL is, like, drying up because it's just kind of staying pat. Maybe that would not be allowed to happen. Maybe that's where you see, like, oh, the storm front's coming in. Our NIL is not where we have to make a change now, or we won't have it. I mean, that could be, you know, part of the equation.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want to have not won a conference title, and then those folks that are controlling that money say, well, you didn't do anything with this. Whatever it's going to look like, you know, 4 years from now when they have to make a decision whether they're doing this again, it all goes into the revenue sharing or whatever else. I don't want them to question, right? That we misuse, whether or not we misused their money, whether or not we didn't win enough for them. I want whatever part of that still in the program. Again, for my next coach, for the program, I want it in there all times. And if a guy is wasting, you know, if a guy's not getting it done, man, this is, you get off the pot. I don't know. It's like, I don't know why this football conversation has to be so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's so used to the past around here, we can't understand how good we've got it now on that side and the new standard we should be holding. It seems like Ed Scott gets it. We're going to see. We're going to see. Because remember, last year you picked number one. You don't finish one. You finish four. Ryan's still here. The money's still flowing in. Well, how good are you going to be with dropping back to fifth? Because Tulane doesn't do that. Boise State doesn't do that. When they do, folks get moved on from. Avalos did. in the case of Boise State.
Exactly.
So are you there yet? Are you truly holding it to that standard? Or are we still holding it to the standards of the past? Because I tell you, if you're doing that, you're wasting your time.
Right. And again, I think we talk about this, like the record against teams with a winning record, right, is pretty paltry. And then that's the other part of this, that like you see the overall record, but then like you like zoom into that and you put it under a microscope and it just absolutely dissolves, really. I mean, it just completely looks like crap underneath the underneath the microscope, you know. And some people are less willing to go under the microscope than others. Like we are doing that. That is our responsibility on the show, is to take deep dives into, you know, and look under the hood.
Man, do it now while you have this ESPN contract, man. Remember what it was like in 19 when you were hot and we were putting those, you know, all those new uniforms on, and you were seeing them on TV and it felt like our brand was blowing up, because you were taking advantage of the spotlight that you had. You're not taking advantage of it right now. It's there for you to take. ESPN doesn't have to show Tulane all season long. It can be you.
Right.
It should have been last year. You blew that. You should have been the ABC team playing in the conference championship. You lost to UTSA. You were still in it even after the loss to Navy. But so you're not taking advantage of the exposure you have. The pack, the new pack 8 or whatever the hell they got, that they don't even have what it, in terms of the number of games that you're actually going to be on, it still doesn't compare to what you got. You have not taken advantage of this spotlight. It's time to, man. And again, I don't want to hear the excuse of, oh, well, new quarterback and reset season, because Tulane and Boise State don't have those.
Right. Yeah, I think like that's the hang up, right, is that Ryan Silverfield's record overall is like 42-20 or something like that. But his record against teams that are above 500 is 9-17. He's 8 games under 500 against the, like, and look, I would imagine that you go around the league, like, or around the country, and some records are going to be, you know, like that. But it's going to be teams like who play in the SEC. It's going to be like coaches who play in the SEC or the Big Ten or things along that, you know. And when you're in the AAC and that's your record, that's where it gets unacceptable.
That's the key. 23-17 in the AAC.
Right.
With no conference titles. Not even a conference title appearance. This is a league with your investment that you should be, if you're not dominating, you should be finishing up top regularly. Last year, you're fourth. You call a tie for third. That's the best we can give you.
That's right.
You lost to that Navy team, though. You were fourth.
That's right.
What are we talking about here?
Yep.
That's the way they do that. If we were handing out medals here, you don't get one. You were fourth. You lost to the team in third place.
That's right.
That's the way it worked.
Yes.
And we, you know, can't keep dressing this up.
And it's like, you know, like we talk about the Grizzlies, right? They're resetting of the window. And you know, we don't really necessarily love it. We don't love that situation. But they at least had 2 years where they were the 2 seed in the West. They at least had this foundation of success at one time. Like, Memphis football was resetting the window because they lose Seth Hennigan, but there was never any 2 seed in the West moment. There was never any success. So it's the, you know, it's the same person leading it with the window being reset, but there's no conference tournament, conference championship game, no race at the end of the year. It's just blah. And now we're resetting it because there's a new quarterback. We have to, you know. And so I think that's the hard part about this, that, you know, if you're Brett McMurphy and you don't pay attention to Memphis football on a day-to-day basis, you just look at it like, damn, what people are crazy down there. What are they talking about? Ryan Silverfield not doing a good enough job. He won 11 games. But if you really just open up the hood, I promise you'll see the issues. And there are issues. And this is a big year for Ryan Silverfield. Again, I don't know what the urgency is for Memphis football in terms of the administration. It seems like they're doing everything they can to give them all the resources. Is that part of it? You know, like,
well,
hey,
this is the first year you're because you inherited it, right? Last year, you're
right.
Ed Scott.
Right.
You're coming in now.
That's right.
You're Mr.
That's right.
You have to hold him accountable. You've had him. You understand where things are. And
that's
so
right.
This is the first. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Last year, they picked one.
Yes.
You're coming in brand new. They finished fourth. But what are you really going to say?
That's right.
Now it's, hey, you know the level of investment. You know that in the AAC, you made $11 million last year. That's the most of anybody. You know what you're pouring in. You know it's your stadium. You know all of that as the athletic director now. And so now it's accountability time.
Exactly.
In terms of holding Ryan Silverfield to that. You're not new to this anymore.
And I would say, Jason, that this year in particular, like, it's a winnable year for a team like Memphis. Like, we're talking about beating the odds. Tulane's replacing their quarterback from last year and Darian Mensah.
Most games are at home as well.
Most of the games are at home. Most of the big names at home. Tulane's at home. Mm-hmm. So you get the big swing games at home. Arkansas is at home. So, I mean, that's even – and I think I saw somebody tweeting about that Arkansas game. Like, it's a sandwich spot for them. They have two huge games before and after Memphis. So Memphis could even win that one at home. It's possible. That'll be very – that'll be closer on the spread than people think right now. Mm-hmm. So it's very doable. And if Ryan Summerfield does it, then we will give him credit for that, right? Like, if you go out – we want Ryan Summerfield to win the league. We want him to do these things.
100%.
It's like we have to be – you know, honest about it, though, when it doesn't happen.
I want Ryan Summerfield to win so big that he gets pulled out of here onto the next job, and
absolutely,
we get back to doing what we were doing, which is sending those guys off
right
to the Power Four.
That's right.
Because your coach is hot, your brand is hot, and then you're going out and finding the next hot candidate because they want that for them, for themselves.
Like Mississippi State.
That's
like
what you want.
Mississippi State hire a good coach for once. You know, like, I mean,
bro,
you guys,
how dare you?
You guys' win total is 3.5.
They have
they
given
went through
up
a
on
lot since
I was talking to Jeffrey about this.
Kind of
Mississippi
cursed.
State has made the
died?
Decision to yeah, well, they had to hire Arnett and they went through that crap.
Say,
but they've decided to give up on football, sort of, in my opinion.
They're going all in on hoops.
And baseball.
Okay. Going all in
they
on
they paid their baseball coach $2.9 million.
Wow. That's a choice.
They made SEC choice they made business decisions.
That's a choice.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the flow.
Well, I mean, no. I
on
mean,
Memphis, but, you know, it's
yeah
a similar conversation. Like, you got to, and Memphis is in the opposite situation. They should go kick ass and send their coach to a better job, and they'll get another one.
That's
like
right.
Jason said.
That's right. I think if I, this is just my opinion. If you have a win total of 3.5 in the SEC, you should be relegated.
Yeah, there's a, I think they're kind of quasi relegating themselves, John. I believe that.
Yeah, I think Memphis needs to take that spot.
They're going to get their ass whooped this year.
I looked
again.
It's random. I was just going through the entire. I had that flight, so I was reading this Lindy's magazine. Yeah, and
bro,
Mississippi State schedule. I don't. They may win 2 games.
Maybe.
I mean, like
maybe.
I don't remember how many bye games you had in there, but I genuinely don't think you win a single
this
game.
This is
in
a
the
funny
SEC
story. They actually tried to raise season ticket prices, and it didn't work. They had to go back.
That's shocker.
Yeah. Yeah, that ain't working, homie. You know, like,
not this year.
No.
Not under
wrong time to build and try to buck up and no.
They're listening to Mississippi State schedule.
Oh boy.
They
don't
play
do this.
They host Arizona State.
L.
We made the playoff last year.
Oh. Love their coach.
They got 3 bye games. Mississippi State, Southern Miss, at Southern Miss, by the way.
Might be an L.
At Southern Miss.
I mean, it's close.
Alcorn State win, Northern Illinois win, but then we get into the real. They host Tennessee. At A&M, at Florida, host Texas, at Arkansas, host Georgia, at Missouri, host Ole Miss.
Now they're hooked.
Where's the win in there in the SEC, bro? Maybe, maybe, maybe. No, I don't see it.
No.
You going to say at Arkansas?
No.
They going to win at Arkansas? I don't think there's any way they win at Arkansas.
Bro, they're thin.
That's tough.
I think they're going winless in the SEC. I truly do.
I would bet it.
I mean, they're not beating Ole Miss. They're not beating Georgia. They're not beating Texas. They're not beating Texas A&M at Texas A&M.
Right.
They're not beating, I mean, Tennessee at home. I mean, maybe you get lucky because the quarterback's not the guy. I mean, maybe. But I don't, it's going to be a hell of a horrible year. Are they going to fire Levy after this year?
No, him and the AD are tight. I mean, they're giving him the long game, and they're doing like the Grizzlies. Let's take a step back to go forward.
It could be worse, I guess. If you're a Memphis Football fan, it could be worse. Because my theory the entire time was that Jeff Lebby was a Lane Kiffin plant at Mississippi State, because that's where they hired him from. I literally, or he coached
was
there
Oklahoma?
At one point. Yeah, he gave him
was
Oklahoma,
OC at Oklahoma.
But he did coach at Ole Miss before that.
You're right, yeah.
And I just can't believe that Mississippi State would ever do that. They would risk having someone in here. It's like a Russian spy.
No, Kiffin is so stoked he's there.
Like, Jeff Lebby was at the International Spy Museum in D.C.
when you were
with
visiting?
An Ole Miss visor on. Like, he really tricked y'all's dumbasses.
Fact.
But anyway, yes, Memphis football going into an absolutely huge year, and the win total at Circa is 8.5, but again, oof, to the under, -155.
Real quick, we'll get to this Kirk Cousins thing in a minute, because you talked about how good he was on quarterback last time. I remember that, you speaking of that, but something that was yesterday's news, but we haven't heard your take on it, I want to discuss with you. And since we're talking University of Memphis Athletics, might as well do it here. Tigers added Baylor to the home schedule, to their non-conference schedule. this upcoming year. It's a four-year home-and-home series, the first of which you'll play here in early December. We love it. Baylor is, as of yesterday, according to Lenardi, they're scheduled to make, I think, their eighth or ninth straight NCAA tournament. Scott Drew's been fantastic. The other game that Penny had added there over the break, I think, that we hadn't talked about was Vanderbilt. And so in adding Vanderbilt, I think it's now, and I misspoke yesterday, Brad, I think it's now six teams, not five, six, because I didn't include Vanderbilt, that Lenardi has right now projected to make the tournament that are now on as part of the Tigers' non-conference schedule. So, remember, we had said it's both Mississippi schools. What, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, you've got Vandy, you've got Louisville, you've got Baylor, and
Purdue. They did that addition of Southern Illinois, but that's not a Power Five.
Right,
not one of those teams here
that we're talking about on this crew. So, and Purdue would be the other one that you're going to face in a neutral game. Now, you do have the possibility, we're seeing at Texas Tech, that you could face in the Bahamar champion, in the Bahamar Classic, if I guess you lose to Purdue, and they lost in the first round, although it's set up, I believe, for them to beat Wake Forest and to meet Purdue. You're sort of the meet for Purdue and supposed to be on the other side. Wake Forest is that for Texas Tech. That said, right now it's six tournament teams out of 13 non-conference games, projected tournament teams on the schedule. John, how happy were you to see Baylor, particularly as it related to having them on the home portion of the non-conference game?
I mean, I thought, like, Penny's done it again. That's what I thought, honestly. I mean, he has put together another, off the top of my head, I would assume top 15 schedule. I mean, are you going to find 15 better than that? Maybe. I mean, but it's certainly top 25 at the absolute minimum. But, I mean, Baylor, Vandy's a damn good game.
Yeah, they're supposed
under
to be
Byington.
Lenardi's got him as a tournament team again.
Yeah, Stackhouse, no, but Byington, obviously, they were a tournament team last year. So he's a very, very good coach coming over from James Madison, did a great job. So, you know, those are two. To add those in July, I mean, and then Louisville was added in what, May? Or June, whatever it was, I don't know. But to add those three programs late, I think it just sort of shows you how much respect that guy gets when he's making these calls. That when Penny wants you on the schedule, like, get on the schedule. I'm not saying that, like, Michigan State or Duke is going to say yes.
Right.
But it just seems like Baylor's a huge brand. Huge brand. Big 12 team won a championship 5 years ago. I mean, that's a huge get for them. And a home and home at that. Mm-hmm. A multi-year series. Vandy, tournament team. Arkansas is going to do this St. Jude thing in the exhibition. That should not be overlooked as part of this.
Do you think it'll have more in attendance than the Baylor game?
Probably.
Okay. I think that's going to be the most attended game.
Yeah, because just this, the Cal angle.
It's
the angle,
all the storylines. That's not taking anything away from Baylor, the team it is. It's just that's going to be how big I think that thing is.
Yeah.
Which St. Jude will love.
That's right.
And then hopefully will apply towards that maybe becoming a regular season thing if that pops off like it's supposed to. We had the podcast come down during the time that you were out. I don't know if you saw it, but Cal, boy, he was on one. Penny had him right. I mean, Penny had him. Cal was just open and honest about everything, talking old stories. But they talked about it at the end of that thing. Cal's like, man, she's got to be right. Got to have all my guys.
Yeah,
If it's not, I'm not doing it.
Clearly.
You know, and Penny's like, dude, we're going to have it right for you. Like, we're not letting this opportunity go. We're just like I didn't want to let, you know, just like I want to get you on that podcast. We're going to have you comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Have all your guys there. We're going to do that. Hopefully, yeah, again, it turns into something that benefits you long-term in a regular season event.
Yeah,
it's that popular.
I just think Penny's an elite scheduler, man. And I think it's been fun to watch that growth. You know, that's been a place where when he came in, he wanted, you know, he was talking about Duke and Michigan State and all those, you know, North Carolina, and it hasn't quite taken that form. But, I mean, he's all these second-tier schools, right, non-blue bloods, he's getting on the schedule. Any regional SEC team not named Tennessee, he's getting on the schedule. I mean, dude, we've gone through them all. A&M's been on the schedule. You got Vandy on the schedule again. Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Georgia. I mean, like, every regional SEC team except for Tennessee is, you know, in Kentucky. Is playing Memphis.
Yeah, Arkansas going to play them regular season.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Cal ain't going to do a regular season.
No, but
that also has some unique ties to that, and
right,
a game that would count him losing in Memphis. It's Cal we're talking about,
right?
So it's nuanced.
Yes, but
that's not a deal where there's obviously respect.
They played Auburn. They've played Alabama. They've played A&M. Hell, I mean, they have played Tennessee under Penny. They just won't do it anymore. You know, I'd love to see a Florida series. I don't know if we'll ever get it because there's no natural ties there. But Missouri, Mississippi State, Vandy, Georgia, they play LSU?
I don't think so.
I guess not. Yeah. And they have not played South Carolina either, although I could see that one getting set up. But anyway, point is, Penny gets most of these games.
What you said is the respect for him.
Yes.
You know, and the respect for, you know, the program that he's built and that it's not going to hurt them should you lose. That's the reason folks wouldn't schedule you.
Exactly.
You know, for a lot of times is that, hey, if we lose to you, well, you're not going to be good enough to where that's, you know, that's not going to hurt us. You know, not going to set us back drastically. Well, now it's not. You know, these coaches have accepted that Penny's going to have a tournament team most years. And that a loss to Memphis, and particularly at Memphis, in this case for Baylor in December, you know, is not going to derail you and keep you out of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, let's just go through
the
Torvik rankings for their opponents next year, just to give you an idea. Purdue, fourth.
They're telling me at LSU, and it was an L. So maybe that's why we thought about it for a second, because there was there.
Okay, there was one, okay. Purdue is fourth in the country at Torvik for 2026. Louisville's 11th at Torvik. How about this? Vandy, 22
Dang.
At Torvik. All right, so they're expecting a lot out of Vandy next year. Missouri's off, right?
Yeah, Missouri's off.
Missouri's off, but you could have Texas Tech, right?
Yes, that's in the Bahamar.
I mean, they're 28th.
That could be a 7th projected tournament team.
Wake Forest is still 79th, which is the best you'd see in the American. I mean, either one of those, you're going to have 28-79. Baylor, 34. Who else am I missing here that they've added? I feel like I'm missing one big one, but that's the point. Is like, you know, Ole Miss is 47. You returned that one this year, or is it State?
Ole Miss and Mississippi State are both at their place.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Ole Miss is 47, I believe, at Torvik. Mississippi State's 40th. Ole Miss 47. So, you know, all these top 50 teams that you're playing, top 70, top 80 at worst that you're playing. I mean, it's not a damn birthright that Memphis gets these games.
No.
These schools could say, we don't, F you. They could say that. And it would, like, what would Memphis do?
Well, and most of them will tell you, if they are going to do you home and home, they're not going to come to your place first. So you got to get Scott Drew to agree to that.
Right.
That, again, it's going to take a level of respect where Scott Drew has to believe that a loss to you doesn't derail their season. They already got there. You know, they'll take some losses and, you know, in conference play, they're going to take a ton of them. Just like last year. I mean, what were they, a 9 seed or something? I mean, that's something that... Well, Baylor was a little bit down. They were
8-9 game.
Went to the 30. Okay, that's what I thought. Like, that stuff matters. Now, I don't expect them to be that low again. You expect them to, and Torvik certainly doesn't seem to think so. You said they were in the 30s, right?
Yeah, 34th.
So, that's respect. If they're going to come to your place first, a lot of times those things don't, you know, ever come together, don't materialize, because, heck no, I'm not going to your place. You know, that was the thing with Musselman. He did, at least the word was, when he was at Arkansas, didn't want to come here first, you know. And we'll see. You know, maybe that's something Cal's open to. Maybe he'd rather keep it. Maybe he doesn't want it actually counting, or maybe he would hit you in a neutral. Either way, that'd be one I'd still like to get done, is getting them back. And hopefully, some goodwill is built in terms of from this charity event that hopefully comes together to start the year, and you're able to put together something for the regular season.
Now, while we're on the subject of the Tigers here, Parth's got a tracker of former Tigers who are playing in Summer League and where they're at. Damian Baugh's with the Hornets. Naquan Tomlin with the Cavs still. Musa, we talked about, with the Mavs. KO. KO is on a Summer League team.
Didn't know that.
You remember him?
Yeah, I remember KO. Did not know he was on Summer League team.
Yeah, he's out there. Dame with the Heat.
And
he's playing well.
He scored double figures the other day.
He cut the
got a dunk.
He cut the hair off.
Mm-hmm.
He went business.
Yeah.
Business mode, man. Which was like, I was like, is that Dane out there, bro? I guess he
looked lighter.
Start fresh.
Yeah.
You know, no more college basketball. We're moving on. He looks very good. Lester's with the Pelicans. Nick Jordan just signed with the Knicks.
Good for him.
So that'll be interesting.
Well, there's quite a few of them out there.
Philadelphia, Landers Nolly. Very unfortunate what happened to him yesterday. He got put out there in a pinch in the third quarter. A.J. Mitchell drove past him, got a foul. They immediately took Landers back out.
Oh, man.
He played 30 seconds, if that, 12 seconds. And we didn't – it was like Derek Chu. Remember Derek Chu?
I remember.
This was like a very Derek Chu moment. David Jones Garcia now with the Spurs.
Yeah, different. Doesn't he have different hair than I see somebody remarking about that? Maybe not.
I didn't notice if he did, but he was hooping the other night against the Warriors. Cool. And then finally, Jonathan Pierre's with the Wizards.
How about, we talked about this when you're gone, Josh Minot signing with the Celtics.
Yep.
Do you ever see that coming, Josh Minot extended NBA career?
No. Well, is it? I mean, I guess they're tanking in Boston. It feels like they're tanking, bro.
Tanking?
Yeah, because they got like, I don't think they have like somebody's picks or I don't know. But it's
definite we're not going to win a championship, but right. It's, you know, let's see how hard Jalen
have a big right now, do they? Who's their big? Because Porzingis is gone. Cornette is gone. Is Al Horford gone?
I think most expect him to sign with Golden State.
Yeah. Like,
if he has not already.
Who is their big man right now? It feels like they're tanking.
Bro, we'll find one.
It might be Minot. They might be starting him at the five this year.
Jaylen Brown is going to have a great season.
He's going to play all five positions.
He's going to average 30 a game.
He might have to average
22 with Tatum taking all the threes.
Based on the rest of this roster, he may average 40 a game at this point.
Is Derek White still on the team?
He is, but that's literally
it. Y'all act like we got nothing.
That's it. Seriously, the rest of it is just – certainly there's a big on here on this roster. Luka Garza. Oh, my gosh. This is terrible. They're going to have to do something. This doesn't even make sense. Have they announced Anfernee Simons yet? Because right now it looks like Xavier Tillman is like their best big. I mean, assuming Horford is gone. So they could be doing that. They drafted Amari Williams from Kentucky. He's a 7-footer.
Yeah, we can't pay all these people in a year. We're not going to win the title.
Yeah. They said, we ain't paying nobody. Everybody's going to be on the rookie scale. Tatum.
What was their win total? It wasn't 18.5 like Utah's was.
No, I don't think it was that low.
But you talking about them like they ain't got Jaylen Brown, like they're not going to be a competitor out here.
Let's see. What was that? 43.5.
43.5. It's better than your Grizzlies.
That is sad. It's the East, though. That's why.
43.5 in the East might get you the 4 seed, isn't it?
No, that's why it's not a, you know, if they were playing the West, what would it be? It'd be like 36.5 probably. Like what does the East get you?
There's 5 teams at the West that are going to be beneath you. You know, Phoenix, the Sacramentos, the Portlands,
Jazz.
Jazz are tanking. And Dallas if Kyrie ain't playing.
Yeah. I mean, you beat Dallas without Kyrie already. Now they didn't have the great white hope. That's the difference in that play-in game.
You taking that as you're better than them because of that one win?
No. Not that team.
I was going to say, that was Kane. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately, they added the great white hope. Yes. I mean, so if they ran that play-in game back, we're probably losing that one.
Is. Yeah, they got D'Lo too, the snitch.
Yeah. No, that's tough. Are you going to replace
Kyrie?
This is just another reason why you have to do expansion immediately so the Grizz can get out of the Eastern Conference. I mean, it's – or out of the Western Conference and to the East, because this is just outrageous. I mean, the Celtics literally have nobody, and they just wake up out of bed and they're 43.5 total. I mean, I know the Grizzlies, you know, traded away Desmond Bain, but we're going to sit up here and act like that man was the, you know, an 8.5 game difference. I mean,
it was 46.5 was the win total last year.
Okay, 46.
And they came in at 48 was the total.
Okay, so it opened 46.5, though, last year.
Opened 46.5 last year.
They went over it. Even though they were 36-15 at one point, ended up being a sweat. Okay, do we really think the Grizzlies are 6.5 games worse than they were a year ago?
That's what I've been saying first hour. I think people aren't ready for this. I think it's that much of a step back. I do. And especially if Ja doesn't play, John, which he's, you know,
he doesn't
do consistently because it's just him and Jaren now. It's going to be a lot of Ty Jerome and KCP. How many games that win you?
There's some unknown.
In this West,
There's some unknown. I mean, that's probably true.
That's kind of what I was asking Jess, is that some people have been asking this question. Hey, this thing says 40.5, and, you know, if Ja doesn't play, if there's, you know, you could be out of the play-in and be a lottery team, which some people are good with, too, because you tell yourself, okay, well, I have 2 lottery picks, but that's a long way away from where you just were. It felt like a couple years of being the twos, and there was a way to go about this. Houston's decided, hey, we're going all in. We're not going to go back young. You didn't. I don't know. I'm just, There's nothing that says that it's going to be, you know, top six seed
right.
necessarily.
Yeah.
And that this isn't going to be a lot of, it's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
There's a good chance this season's like a trip to the dentist. I want people to start taking
that. You might be right.
Yes.
You might be right. I mean, but if it is that bad, I mean, they will have decisions that they have to make because Ja's going to be up for an extension and, you know, there's a lot to.
It's the Spurs and Dallas are your two teams, right? Other than that, it's what you were at the end of the season. Aren't those the two teams we're asking, are you better than? Because everybody else.
Right.
We don't need, we go through it, Clippers, Minnesota, all that. You can lie to ourselves or, you know, and say, but it's not. It's Dallas. That's how you feel about them, and it's how you feel about the Spurs. Well, the books are pushing them above you.
Right. Right. I mean, that's happening.
Now, except on this bet aid, you know, this one, they've got Dallas still beneath you at 10, but the books, FanDuel Sportsbook, got Dallas ahead of you. It's mm-hmm. squarely ahead of you.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, because if Kyrie comes back at all, even if he doesn't, they still add a D-Lo, who, you know, opinions will differ on him, but you add the number one pick in the draft, and you pair him with Anthony Davis, and they have a couple other young guys that are...
They've got Clay.
Yeah.
You know, you
said that's who you're in the
all those bigs.
You're in a big ass pot with a team like that. I mean, that's, you know, Dallas and
the Spurs and the I mean, it kind of falls off the Kings. They're at 38 and a half.
Yeah,
and it's two wins behind you, but in the West, that's, you know, that can be quite a space.
Yeah. I mean, I would, like, if you force me to bet right now on that, I would say the Grizzlies do go over, though. I would if you force me to bet it, but I would not love it. Because I just, you know, there's too many unknowns, you know, I don't know about, you know, Ja's availability. I don't know about the Cedric, like the starting three. I don't know that Cedric Howard's going to be a good NBA player. I know there's a lot of reasons to think he might be, you know. What about the Clippers?
Clippers have actually, the odds got better after they got the Collins dudes, which is weird.
Yeah.
John Collins?
Yeah.
Yeah. They like that better than when Norman Powell was there. They've actually moved up a little bit, but they're wow. still in that 5, 6, 7
yeah.
range.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's Clippers, Warriors, Grizzlies, Mavs, right? I mean, those are the kind of, you know, those are the teams that you'll be in the, you know, the Lakers could always implode here too. Like, that's going to be something to watch. People are talking about the LeBron situation, like he is about to be traded, bro. So something is not all hunky dory there. Like, you know, the whole weird comments after he signed, seems like Brent Windhorst said the Lakers are treating him as if he is an expiring contract, whatever that means. Like, he's tradable, but he's got a no-trade clause. So he would have to, you know, be sent somewhere.
They're saying the return for him.
Yeah.
I thought you do that if you're the Lakers by trade deadline, so you get something. But they're saying the return wouldn't be great at all.
Right.
If you ever got to that point,
well, yeah, because it's a $53 million slot.
You have to pay that. You have 40, to pay that money for a guy that's going to be out in just a minute.
No one's going
to
trade.
Who wants to trade for that?
No one's going to trade.
Right.
For him. Yeah.
So once you're in it, you're in it. And
because nobody has $53 million laying around that would be a contender.
I thought it was him just putting his pressure on Pelinka to go get the Andre
right.
Ayton thing done.
Right.
Go get them their big.
Yeah.
And he's done after that. I wouldn't invest anything more in him after this year.
Right.
If I'm the Lakers, it's time to build it around Luka. Like, you got your new guy, and the maybe the blessing in it all was that he got to be around LeBron and see a guy who did it on the other extreme. Right. Take care of the body and sort of you're always going to be compared to that. That Luka's there for that, and so now it changes and motivates him, and you get the best version of him. Because you got him on that tail of LeBron while LeBron was around. Because, you know, LeBron being known for that, maybe it helps set this new course for the guy that's going to be the center of your franchise for the next decade.
Yeah,
Luka.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. It's a great point. But it's a fascinating off season, and you know, maybe some opportunities there. None for me right now. But yeah, got summer league today. We'll get to that. Brevin Knight's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk about all the young guys with him. Stick around, Jason and John. Are you trying to fit?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team, feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes. Well, this applies to me, and I got to say, I am a little stressed about it. But if you're like me and you're looking to buy a new car, you don't know where to start, Leaders Credit Union is happy to help. One of their members said, Leaders made our car buying experience a breeze. The loan process is one of the easiest I've gone through and made the entire car buying process less stressful. That's what they do. Get you the best rates possible. Make your car buying experience as little stress-inducing as possible. What are you waiting for? Let Leaders get you in that new car today. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to get started. Leaders is your financial champion for life. Federally insured by the NCUA. All right, we're back. Jason and John, Turner FM, ESPN. Okay, so some news. We're getting into we'll have an NFL game in 23 days.
This month.
This month, not next month. This month, NFL game.
Move it up.
So it's going to be a short summer at this point. All right, we're gonna power through. I've committed to staying in the trenches with you through the month of July. I will not be going to Vegas.
You're a fighter.
And so, someone told me this. Someone told me that you called me Clark Griswold, man, while I was going. I don't remember who told me.
Did you ever watch those, though?
No, but I mean, he was the vacation guy, right?
Yeah. Chevy Chase, National Lampoon's Vacation with the family. He had a daughter and a son, and you got that. And you were having meltdowns.
I can't remember.
That's what it is, Lampoon. Y'all should do a movie. Make a documentary.
I said, whoever it was that told me, I said, I can't argue with him. I really can't. Yeah. But I've committed to, staying 10 toes down through the month of July, and as a result of that, there's a story up at ESPN.com where Kirk Cousins said he might have re-signed with the Vikings last offseason had he known the Falcons would have drafted Michael Penix Jr. in the first round. Now he opened up about was this on?
This is your show, quarterback.
Okay, got it. So he's
what
back
you
on
said
it.
He
he's
was back on great it. On right. You first, changed my yes. whole view yes. about. Kirk Cousins in
he
a
was,
way.
He was good. He was good on it. But I don't think we needed to run it back, though. I don't think we needed
to. Well, I think part of it is people don't want to go. I thought Peyton's having a hard time getting folks that we find interesting to come back on and give them the access.
They had to do the spinoff wide receiver.
Right.
Do they do running back?
I don't know. I haven't gotten into it like it, but this is all a Peyton Manning production deal. And I think getting the interesting quarterbacks that you want is tough to do and get the, you know, them to give you the accessibility, which is why maybe Kirk's back, you know, back. But they had been having some trouble getting the commitments.
Yeah, it's just receiver.
Okay.
Yeah, just receiver.
So Kirk's on there opening up. Yeah. And people are vilifying.
Who is it this time? It's Kirk Cousins. Is it Burrow?
I don't know.
I think Goff is one of them, for sure. I think it's Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins.
It premiered Tuesday, so I'm not sure. You know, the new series, the new episode of it.
I think it's just those three.
Okay.
So they only have three. They each have.
I'm not interested whatsoever in Goff. He is
no doubt
boring.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of how I felt about the first season. I was like, mostly just wanted to watch for the Mahomes thing.
Now, what was Kirk when he was in the bubble? That's when y'all said he was real interesting because you found out how. Remember how he like worked in the dirt? Wasn't that COVID? What was that show? You know what I'm talking about?
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I thought he was like working in a bubble during COVID. Like he was doing his own thing. You know what I'm saying? Am I just making that up? And that would have been too, you know, quarterbacks too recent for that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. There was something with him
back during COVID.
I don't remember. He had like he wanted to surround himself with like plexiglass or something.
And y'all liked it.
He wanted to be a bubble.
Yeah, he was living his own man. He was his own man. We liked him then. He went up.
He liked what we did with the plexiglass in here. And he said, I want to surround myself.
He had his own way to combat it.
Yeah, he said he was not going to get the vaccine.
Which made him more interesting, and we put him on quarterback.
Right.
Now he's opening up telling y'all that he was misled, and the truth is, he was.
About the vaccine or the quarterback?
By Atlanta Falcons, fool, not the vaccine.
All right. Well, you know how that goes.
I know. You want to get into the whole conversation. You were just up there.
That's right. Well, it wasn't really about that, but... You know, I'm sure we could have that if we wanted.
No,
you know, I could just pull somebody to the side.
You got the major work done. You got the BBB done.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a good trip. Successful for you.
It was very interesting seeing like how closely it started to resemble like a NBA playoff game. The closer you got to the Capitol, because they started selling the merch.
I bet
it was like I just started seeing all the merch, like you know, Trump's my daddy, and you know, it was just crazy.
You didn't get you any.
I did not get me
for
any
of your friends here or anything.
I did not get one I won't even joke. I'm not even going to joke. Because
all right,
that's our president, man.
I won't joke either.
That's our. Thank you for that. I was gonna make a joke, but I decided not to.
Back to the point. We're vilifying the wrong person here if we're mad at Kirk Cousins, the Atlanta Falcons organization that gave him $100 million guaranteed and then took a quarterback and then didn't tell him until literally the pick. The offensive coordinators call him. That it was a bad plan.
Right.
Right. And so I, you know, he's being killed today for opening up on this show that wants access from you and say how you really feel when the fact is he really truly was misled. The easy thing to come on here and do, and I saw it on Unsportsmanlike and everything else, is, oh, Kirk Cousins, so sad. You've gotten all this guaranteed money.
Yep.
And right, it's so sad for you that you feel like you were misled. And Minnesota actually did make him an offer. But here's the deal. Like, he was.
Yep.
You know, Atlanta did not tell him they're going to take a quarterback in the first round. They give him $100 million of guaranteed money, which is, who else was doing that? I mean, in the end, it's them with their bad plan that we should not ever get away from. They could have drafted defense, everything else. Sure, maybe Penix pans out. Well, if that's the case, you shouldn't have given Kirk Cousins $100 million.
Right.
The villain here in this story, the one that did wrong, was the Atlanta Falcons. But it's Kirk as being the one made out to look stupid.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it was very baffling, you know.
Yeah, always was and always will be.
Yeah. But it does sort of feel like there, you know, somebody knew something that, because his first, what, 5-6 weeks of the season, I mean.
They were 6-3, bro.
They were 6-3.
In week 10. Took a hit from Saints defensive end Peyton Turner. They said it went to hell from there. They were 6-3 with that man.
Was that
with Cousins?
Yeah, because I was there for the Raiders game, his last game. That was his last one, and it was the ugliest game I've ever seen in my life. Well, and he was a big part of it. I mean, he sucked. Everybody in that game sucked.
He said he knew he was more hurt than he was letting on.
Right
after that hit from the Saints guy,
and
they were again 6-3 to that point. So where did you come in? You're saying you came in after that game?
Yeah,
and before they benched him.
Yes, that was the last game before they benched him. Had to be it. Because I think he took a hit in that game too, and like
they're saying how bad he was at the end. They got you know.
But it's like when you draft Michael Penix at 8, obviously they felt like he was not going to give them what they hoped he would give them, and how they would know that without seeing him, I don't know. But it just obviously you don't do that unless you have some inclination.
I'm asking you, does this make sense? He appeared only once on the injury report after the hit in week 11.
Right.
After that game, it was a loss at the Broncos. He said he was 100%. His whole thing and what he said on quarterback is, I was more hurt than I knew, but of course I'm going to say 100% because I've got this kid that they just drafted in the freaking first round, and I don't want to get Wally pipped.
Well, that's true.
I mean, if you've been in the NFL, you know that can happen.
Yeah.
Isn't that realistic to believe that Kirk Cousins would, I'm not going to tell him how badly I'm truly hurt.
Yeah.
Because I don't want this kid to catch me because they've used a first round pick on that they didn't tell me, oh, by the way, that they were going to use in the first place.
Right.
I mean, so I have a heart. I mean, I've.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.